Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker. You can also find me on the Game Brain podcast. And joining me is the truly wonderful and hilarious Mr. Ronnie Karam. How are you doing?
Well, what a sweet tart. How are you doing?
I'm great, thanks. Today we're here to talk Real Housewives of Dallas. Real quickly, in case you didn't hear it a million times, we're doing a live show on May 6th. We're going to be recapping the season premiere of Real Housewives of New York. Those taglines actually just came out this week, which is cool. I haven't actually listened to them yet, but I'm excited. We always have a super fun time when we do our live shows, and Real Housewives of New York is like our favorite show of all time. So we really, really, really encourage you to come join us. You can go to onlocationlive.com/watchforcrappens to get tickets, or just go to our website, watchforcrappens.com. And get the tickets. It'll be super fun. It's a great way to sort of connect with everyone else in the community. And we all come together and we just like relish all things Roni. So that's that. Yeah. May 6th.
Do it, everybody. Do it. Today, we're here for a very special episode of Real Housewives of Dallas. And they're doing it sort of in the style of Dallas, which really, they're just doing that with transitions and opening music. but I liked it.
Yeah, I loved it. It was such a fun surprise that they changed the opening credits. I don't think I've actually ever... Have they ever done that with any other of the Real Housewives where they've like completely changed the credits as homage for something else? I thought it was great. I loved it.
Yeah, now, listen, I was very, 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 very young or not even born when Dallas was out, okay? So I do remember people being like, oh my God, who killed JR? And it was in the grocery store tabloids. Everybody was talking about it. And it was like this huge deal, like, who killed JR? And I was like, who cares, okay? Nobody cares. I do not care about that, mother. I was like two or something.
Yeah, I mean, I think I was about like 5 or 6 when the OC was on, you know, being a child of the aughts, you know? So like it really was before my time as the young, supple man that I am. No, I'm just kidding. Dallas. Yeah, I remember that Dallas was on, but I didn't watch any of those shows growing up, like Dynasty or Falcon's Crest or Knott's Landing or Dallas. But I knew of them.
Yeah. So let's see here. We start with the 80s music and the crazy Dallas opening. And then there's a lot of bulls in this episode and longhorns and cows. Yeah. They're in every shot pretty much, just in case you forgot where we are. And they're like, look, we're in Dallas. There's cans hanging from trees. Like they went real country this week.
Yeah. And Brandy shows up at South Fork, which is where they filmed the show, and she meets up with someone named Jana, who's the South Fork property manager. Okay,
and man, you know when Brandy is throwing a party, it's going to be all about her glory days in the past. You know, it's like, is Brandy going to find a way to fit into her cheerleading outfit again? Let's see what Brandy's got planned, which really only has to do with her narcissistic ass. And sure enough, they're at the South Fork Ranch where Brandy went as a world famous Dallas cheerleader. South Fork Ranch is where we would come to wait to see if we were going to be world famous Dallas cheerleaders. World famous. I'm world famous.
I'm so famous. I love you. I love you, me. So then, Brandy, yeah, she's like, I mean, if you want to think about the show Dallas, just look at Mama D. And then we get a flashback of Mama D saying, the S in my forehead is for Simmons, not stupid. Stupid.
And Brandy's, you know, being toured, or they're taking her for a tour, and she's just pointing at things. She's like, I've slept on that couch before. I remember that world famous. And you know, Jana just wants this girl dead. Jana's like, well, that's sweet, hun. You know what? It's so good that you have that memory, hun. Wow, look at that. You have that memory. Isn't that nice? You'll always have your memory. Just kidding. It usually goes away, but have fun with that. Memories all alone in the moonlight. You know what? Just go up there on a tire and die, Grisabella. Okay? I'm sick of hearing it.
Grisabella. I love that you have those memories. So nice that you have those, since you seem to have so little else, especially in the personality department. Anyway, and I like that Brandy's like, yeah, this house is in the middle of nowhere, so we can focus on ourselves and be ourselves. I'm like, we just did that in Oklahoma and it did not work out so well. Okay, let's not go to the middle of nowhere anymore.
So they're getting a tour of the house, or she's getting a tour still, and they've done all these theme rooms for Dallas. There's the demise of JR room, so it's made to look like there was a struggle, and there's a body outline on the ground. And she's like, this is where they filmed Dallas. Okay, now that's my memory. Guess what's more world famous than Dallas cheerleaders? Dallas, stupid, all right? So then they go to see the theme of Bobby's room, which is like a little kid's room. It's for when he was a boy. It's like, okay, yeah, we got that.
Really, I thought this was during his older years when he became a professor. I haven't watched Dallas. Is that Patrick Duffy, Bobby? I think it is.
Yeah, Bobby is Patrick Duffy, and I think he killed JR. I think so. We have to know who killed JR. I think I have to look it up now. Who killed JR?
That it was who Bobby. Killed me?
It wasn't Bobby. It was Kristen Shepherd. Okay. And guess who she was played by? Kristen Chenoweth. Guess who she was played by? This is really a full circle Bravo moment.
Wait a second. If it's a full circle Bravo moment, you said it was Sybil Shepherd who killed him? Kristen Shepherd. It's Kim Richards. Young Kim Richards.
Even better. Okay, Mary Cosby. Mary Crosby.
Mary Crosby. That's why I named my Rosemary. I named my Rosemary Rosemary Crosby. So no wonder why it like got infested with wasps and I had to throw it out. The hospital smell.
Okay, so Brandy regales them with tales of her glory days. She's like, in training camp, everybody would be on their best behavior. But then when we got to South Fork Ranch, it was time to let loose. So much fun.
Oh, I love you having memories. Look at her having memories, Lisa.
Oh, look at you. You must be the first Dallas Cowboys cheerleader to come through here and talk about the memories you have. Just kidding. Oh, God bless your heart.
Guess what? You've all slept on that couch. Okay. So she points out the window. She goes, look, there's some Longhorns, honey. She's like, nothing says Texas like a Longhorn and the Dallas cheerleaders who are world famous.
All right, Squinty, you can get on out of here now. Okay, have a great day.
Get your bad weed out of the South Fork, okay?
So now we go to Deandra. And Deandra is, she goes over to Darren's house. And she's talking about how she wrote letters to her brother and her stepmother. And she's just like, she's going to meet with her stepmother. And she's like really, she's really afraid because the stepmom is still angry at her, as we saw last week with that vicious email that said, hey, there's things we have to talk about. Wow, the way she just tore into Deandra by saying that. I'm still shaking.
Yeah, and I just don't want to talk about the past, okay? Because I don't want to fly off the handle if she says, you did this and you did this.
Like, you took all of our money? Very possible, Deandra, okay? So Darren's like, you know what? Don't react. Just listen. Welcome to my backyard, where we're going to start fires and worry the neighbors. Okay, come on. Let's go back there.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry. I adjusted my desk and it started moving in ways I was not expecting. So, I'm at my stand. I tried to like change positions from standing to sitting at my standing desk. And now I feel like a child, at the kids' table, and my elbows are like above my face. So, this is really awkward now.
Reminds me of when I was a Dallas cheerleader.
So many memories. I'm so glad you have those memories of the kiddie table.
So Dandra's like, well, I'm not ready to deal with it if she decides to break me. I mean, I have troubles with reacting, okay? Am I going to be able to control myself? And Darren's like, do you feel warmth in your heart? Let it burn. You know what? Let your heart burn, bitch. That's what people want to see. They want to see your heart burn. Okay, let's go outside and do mandala. Mandala. Mandulas.
Mandalkar. So,
mandalas.
So basically, he's like, yeah, I don't know if you just said this. Oh, yeah, you did just say this. His great advice was don't react. Like, wow, so glad that she's probably paying you like $1,000 for these sessions to say don't react. Like, yeah, dummy, she knows not to react. She's asking you, how does she not react? So they're going to do a mandala ceremony, and it's a really beautiful ceremony. So she is told, like, basically, Darren has told Deandra to bring some things, like something like from herself personally. So she brings out like a crystal that she got in Namibia, but she also brings like a whole bunch of trail mix from Trader Joe's and like,
yes, it's Trader. It's that's what it is, right? There's it's like not what it is.
It is. No, she had a she had a Trader Joe's bag, and at one point when she put the crystals down, all those peanuts and nuts were all still in their Trader Joe's packaging. And so then what they start doing is they arrange leaves on this like cloth, you know? So it looks like it's going to be a moment that's like very natural of the earth. You know,
right? It's like an offering, right?
Special. And then she's like literally putting down trail mix. There's like little M&Ms and raisins.
I'm you like, see the little blue M&Ms sticking out.
Is this what they do in Machu Picchu? I mean, it's just like, oh, here's a Skittle, Darren. Where do I put this? Where do I put the Twizzlers, Darren?
And the whole point is to burn something she loves. So I love the M&Ms were in there. And also, she brought a crystal, which doesn't burn. Like, she's such a dope.
I was like, wait, what? The crystal?
I mean, the only surprise here is she didn't bring the old will, you know?
Hey, Darren, which direction should I put the veggie sticks? Should I face north or south? Does it matter? Pick the veggie sticks whichever way you want. What about these dumplings? These freezer dumplings? Can I put them in there too? You do what you want.
You know what? Is this cauliflower gnocchi going to be enjoyed by the spirits? Because if not, I'm putting it back in my purse.
I got a flatbread. Can we put that in the center? I got some Trader Jose salsa. I'll just pour that on top.
Oh, blue M&Ms. I just cracked up. So Dandra's like... Darren's like, okay, I just want to make sure that we're clear with our energies. So let me suck some boogers out of your nose.
Why do you keep doing that?
It's basically the best Coke that I've ever had. Just give me your fucking nose, Dandra. So he sucks some boogers out of her nose.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm going to honor my teachers in Peru by wearing a Peruvian hat. Okay, so he puts it on, and you can tell she's like, I feel like I want to say something mocking him, but it will probably be culturally insensitive, so I'm just going to stare and think about all the times my mother yelled at me until I can cry again. So then they start chanting. He's like, Nikte te nui. He starts doing all this stuff. Hey, 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 hey. And then he like drinks something and then like spits it on the fire. Like, I don't know if it was like gasoline or just like apple juice from Trader Joe's. But
why does everything spiritual to Darren have to be like bodily fluids? Like everything. It's like, let me suck a booger out of your nose. Now I'm going to spit into the fire. I'm like, would you like to just like flick a booger into something while we're here, Darren? I mean, what the hell?
I feel like he learned everything from like the Jewel of the Nile or like Romancing the Stone. Like, I don't think he ever went to Peru. I think he just like cobbled together some adventure movies from the 80s and was like, this is pretty much how it works.
Yeah, he just got onto a bus with chickens. Like chickens in the compartments. So Dandra's like,
I just want to say thank you because I'm saying this to the spirit guides, okay? Thank you, spirit guides, because like I want to thank you for all that I am, all that I'm becoming, and all of the dealer's bills that you're about to pay for me. Thank you, spirit guides.
And I want my spirit guides to know that you better not leave those M&Ms behind, because Lord knows I would have picked them out and saved them for myself, okay? So you better eat those.
I already know, spirit guides. Okay, the spirit guides were telling me that the green M&Ms make you horny. Damn it, I left them at home. Hope Jeremy didn't get into them.
Oh, yeah. You're so hot, baby.
Ugh. Ooh, babe. Spirit guides, I hope you take my intentions and... you dip them in the same sauce you dip the samosas I left for you in this bundle. Please enjoy.
Okay, this is fishy that she's so intent on meeting her stepmother.
mother.
I'm starting to think that this lady is old and she's found more money. Like, she either got remarried or she's rich again. And Dandra thinks she's going to go in there and get more inheritance. Okay? There, I said it. It's just a guess. But I can't imagine that suddenly she cares so much what this lady thinks after all of this. It's hard for me
to
buy
she,
it. Sorry.
She doesn't care about this woman. Well, she wants... I think, you know how I'm always like the rose-colored glasses, you know, like we talked about this, what, last week or 2 weeks ago, but Deandra wants to actually have a relationship with her brother. She doesn't care about the stepmom. She hates the stepmom, but she wants to have a relationship with the brother. But then she realized that she can't have a relationship with the brother until she has one with the mother.
The brother leads to the mother.
Yeah, so I don't think. I mean, I get all that, but
fortune from the mother, because I don't think otherwise she would have been aiming for the mother all along.
I don't know. There's something weird to me here, and obviously, I have no way of knowing. But you know, I just figured I'd put that out on the table for future bets. You know, like maybe this lady became rich again, because this just seems weird, especially if the lady's not even going to come on TV. There's something fishy. It does not ring true to me. So then we go to Tiffany. I'm having a spa day at home with the kids. I would have dreamt of doing this with my mother. So then we see that the mom has sent her a really sweet text. It's like, I love you so much and I'm so proud of you, my daughter. I would love to have lunch and a spa day or something. I didn't write it down, but it was like really sweet.
Yeah, and then Tiffany's daughter like goes up to her and is like, "You look kind of fat." I'm like, "Listen, your mom is fine. You got to look out for your daughter. She's the one who's really undermining you right now."
Yeah, or maybe it's been like Freaky Friday where the mom is being so nice because she and the daughter switched brains.
Oh my
god. So now the daughter's just like, "You look fat, mom." Mom, I can't believe you're taking a day off work, lazy.
I wonder where the Freaky Friday moment happened. Maybe it was like the
probably over dumplings.
The dumplings. Yeah. Oh my god, that's when it happened. Yeah. Because that was when the mom was like, "No, I love you. Maybe we should carve out more time for each other. Maybe that's what we should do. Maybe we can go over the ABCs."
Yeah. So then they put on these little gold masks, which are so funny because they're too big for them, and they go over them and like wrap their faces.
It was definitely like some Michael Myers shit going on with those masks. They were so big.
So then we go over to Carrie having some bonding time with her kids at Jalisco.
Yeah.
Because I used to eat carne asada every Sunday growing up with my mother, who was a binge drinker and who I hated. But now I want to repeat this tradition with my daughters.
Yeah, so they go to this restaurant to get like a lesson on how to make carne asada. And so the guy's like seasoning steak. They're all like seasoning steak at the table and they have like gloves on, but I was still kind of grossed out by it because I'm like, you know, there could be splatter. I don't know. It was like way too close to the plates and the glasses for me. But and then they're like making guacamole in a huge like molcajete. And Olivia is like, "Mom, I want one of those for Christmas." And Carrie goes, "I do too." I'm like, "No, Carrie, that's not how you work. You don't. That's not how Christmas gifts work, Carrie. You're supposed to say, okay, I'll get that for you. Not, I want one also."
Carrie's the worst gift giver ever. She just gets herself everything her kids ask for.
Yeah.
I love Christmas Eve because it's the time that I get fresh cookies. People leave them out for me with some milk every single year.
It's nice. That's when people come to. They come with llamas and they sing songs to me every single year just for me.
So she tells them, you know, it's really nice to have some quality time with them because today she had a big conversation with her mom and her mom apologized to her and said she's really sorry for all those years and now I can die in peace. I was like, geez,
that's
very dramatic conversation. My God, I'm sorry. Now I can die in peace. We've called. Which is interesting that they cut this because didn't they show last week a clip of Carrie talking to her mom on FaceTime and being like, "You abandoned me."
I think they did. And then, and then Ronnie, I was like, wait, why does she have all these issues with her mom? So thankfully, Carrie tells us for the first time ever, as a child, my mom was a binge drinker for weeks at a time. I'm like, oh my God. It's been two seasons of her like inserting this comment into every single line.
Seriously. And then she the editors are such bitches to her, and I love it, though. So one of the kids are like, you know, a lot of times the kids, it's a trauma cycle. So, you know, at least you didn't, you know, at least you stopped the cycle, Mom, you know, because we haven't experienced the pain that you have. And she's like, that means a lot. Let's FaceTime my mom. So they call her, and she's like, hi, Mom. I was just telling America that you're a binge drinker. Okay. So how much do you like to drink? Tell America, Mom. Tell America.
And the mom is like, oh, my goodness, you girls look all look beautiful and everything. And then the scene is sort of like, it's like, oh, look, we've all fixed all our problems. And then they do a toast. And then Olivia is like, hopefully there's not a second wave so we can call this a wrap regarding coronavirus, which, of course, as we know, there was like a massive second wave. And then it goes. And then this, after Carrie has talked about how her mom was a binge drinker and she had all these issues and had issues with her drinking. Because 1 week later, and we just see Carrie like destroying property.
She's like destroying the JR bedroom. And Stephanie's like, Carrie is destructive, guys. And they're like, yeah, it's the problem. She destroys property. It's a pattern. And it goes on and on and on. And then it cuts back to Carrie at the restaurant drinking her margarita, going, oh, this is really good. It's like, oh, this is really good. The editors did her so dirty.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So now here we go. Let's start the day. So Tiffany's kids are being firewomen and Daniel's like, you're not putting out the fire. And then, we go over to Court and Cam's house and they're signing the papers for their new house and she gets a special gift. Oh my God. It's a pink kuchang.
Yeah. And then Stephanie and her kids are cleaning turtles. I don't even understand the context of it, but that's what they're doing.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to get poop on it. And then we go to Dandra, who is basically just causing the oceans to rise with all the hairspray she's using. Like, that is such a Texan thing. Just like, I remember just walking into my mom's bathroom as a kid and just hearing, and you had to like put your t-shirt up over your face because there was just so much of that fucking Aquanet hairspray.
Yeah. So, so she FaceTimes Mama D and is like,
Mother, say a prayer for me in church today, because I'm going to go meet my stepmother, okay? And, you know, it could go well or it could go downhill.
And so Mama D is like...
D goes, she'll be there with a bunch of jewelry, I'll tell you that.
Listen, confidence is silent, insecurity is loud, and you're just generally stupid, okay? Hey, don't let someone call you stupid, Deandra, even if it's me, okay? Go forth and be strong and be kind and don't take any crap. Okay? Do you understand me? I'll say it again. Don't take any crap! All right?
Even when you were a small child, you'd come home upset because of something she said to you. And from day one, she's been a very, very angry person with too much jewelry and a refusal to pay for your calamari. Now, did you order 5 calamaris to start with? Yes, you did. And yes, you will. And if she don't pay, you get up and you say, have a nice life, bitch!
And then Mama D tells us, she's like, listen, I said to him one time as the father, I said, oh, I can't believe you married someone that unattractive. Well, this is really going to cause a problem. And he said, this time, he didn't marry for beauty. Well, like he said, I did that the first time. And I said, well, then get her nose fixed. She is savage.
She is such a monster.
She's like the greatest monster.
It cuts back to Dandra being like, okay, Mother. And then it cuts back to her and she goes, like the Beverly Hillbillies. Just picture that. And she tells Dandra, you've been nothing but kind to this woman. Okay. Which is an interesting version of history. Yeah. Mama D. She's like, they're going to run all over you. You know, you just keep taking it. It's like in a marriage. Someone kicks you down. You're just going to keep going back and back. Well, not me.
I mean, the only person I allow that from is you when you kick me and kick me and kick me and I finally give you the company. But that's because I'm a good mother. So Deandra's like, well, she's like, well, Darren said I should go in with an open heart and humbleness, but there's so much crap you can take. And if it gets too much, I'm just going to walk out. And basically she's like, you know, look, my mom's trying to protect me, but she's also kind of like riling me up and gaslighting me. And this is not where I'm trying to be. And so Mamadi is like, listen, this is like the third time you've done this. And if you can't restore it today, Deandra, you're not going to restore it at all. Okay. It's like your looks. Okay. They went out the window so many years ago. Okay. You just get up and you say, thank you so much for meeting me today. I think this is the end of our visit and I hope you enjoy the rest of your miserable, ugly life. And you walk out.
You got to be strong to do that, Deandra. I mean, you act like you're scared of this lady. What are you scared of this lady, Deandra? Sometimes you take crap off people you shouldn't take it from, and I've seen you do it. I'm going to church now. Love you.
That was the best part. See you in church. Well, this lady was ugly, okay? I was like, oh, my husband did not marry for looks this time. He ugly. I don't even know what he married for. I think he just wanted to be in a National Geographic special. Anyway, off to church.
Also, Darren did not tell Deandra that. She has an interesting way of remembering things.
Yeah.
And Darren said, I should try it, but then if I don't like it, I should get up there and march away and not take her shit.
I was like, that is not what he told you, okay? Did the blue M&M's meltings fume? Like,
Deandra, have you just been burning M&M's again?
Yeah. So Jeremy has been listening. He's like, well, I don't agree with that. And she's like, oh, Lord, help me. And he goes, come here, on the bed. Come on the bed, sexy. Come on to
the messy bed that's not appropriate for television audiences right now. Okay. Listen, now that I'm lying on my nipple, I got to say something real. Why are you trying to do this, Deandra? What are you trying to get out of it?
Yeah, I could care less about what your mom just said, okay? You know, you did this, they did this. Listen, you both made mistakes, okay? Here's the point. We're the rich ones now, okay? Don't punch under your financial status, all right, Deandra?
Deandra, why are you lighting that M&M with a on fire right now? I need you to focus, okay? Listen, you go in there with your heart on your sleeve, okay? And what's the ultimate goal? It's to have a relationship, also to burn some M&Ms. Yeah, yes, that too. That's fun.
Well, I just have so many feelings. Okay, you know, with my mom, I can say "fuck you, bitch," and then I can just apologize and fix it and still get allowance. But you know, here I don't have that assurance.
He's like, "All right, let's pray about it, dear Lord. Please be with Deandra. Help her not to beat the shit out of this woman. Also, help me come more. I love coming, and I don't want that ever to leave me. All right. Now you got this, Deandra. Love you, baby."
And my prayer is that the Mars Corporation finally answers my letter that explains why that slogan, melt in your mouth, not in your hand, doesn't always work if you extend a Bic ladder onto an M&M. Thank you.
I'll melt in your mouth. Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
So they start driving over there. He's driving her, and I love that he's just basically her assistant at this point. Like, the scene started with her calling him to come help her get dressed. She's like,
I'm trying to get dressed, Jeremy. Get up here.
And now she's driving her, and he's going to have to wait in the car for her. And she's like, you know, I'm really thankful right now for my husband. He's the person that can turn this situation around and remind me why I'm here, to pay for his camera lenses. So she's like, don't go too far, honey. And he goes, you know what we say in the military? We say stand by to stand by. So are we going to have a code word?
Operation Relationship Repair.
Oh. Operation Dumbo Drop.
Operation M&M.
Okay, the cut is going to be, this relationship's going to work, or I'm not going to take any of your goddamn bullshit standby, okay, relationship.
He's like, all right, how about I'll just wait in the car, honey?
And so they're driving through this like endless parking garage. She's, oh my God, there she is. There she is. And she ducks down. She like ducks down so that way she's like, just not spotted. And at first I was like, are they just meeting in a parking lot? Like they're doing a drug deal or something. But no. So she gets out and then she like pulls the mic. She's like, the last thing I need is her to catch me wearing a wire. So then it's like on screen. Like it's like Goodfellas or something.
Yeah, it was very Donnie Brasco. So she gets out, and then we just see what Jeremy does in the car, and it cracks me up because he's just like sitting there, and then it cuts to him like playing with the light, and the car is like, it goes on, then it goes off. He puts on a mask for no reason. It just sits there in his mask.
The naps, like just sitting there. So then 2.5 hours later, Jeremy, can you pick me up from Starbucks, please? Thank you. So he goes, he picks her up, and she's like, well, I went there
I went there with calmness and compassion, and I implemented what Darren told me, and we didn't talk a lot about the past. I burned a few M&Ms. She didn't really like that much. Neither did Starbucks. I actually got kicked out. And then, you know, I was just like, she was upset that I wasn't there with them to help mourn my father, you know, after he killed himself. And then she said that when that thing with the wheel on my bed, that never happened. So, you know, that's where we're at.
Okay, well, that's interesting, right? So she's saying that she didn't put the wheel on her bed. So who would have put that on your bed? Why in the world aren't you calling your mother and saying, why did you leave that wheel on my bed, mother? Because you know that Mama D totally left that wheel on the bed.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's also amazing that that wheel on the bed is like basically why she severed like all these relationships. So basically she's like, look, I'm just, you know, the end game is to have a relationship. There's no point in arguing over these stupid, like, specifics about what happened. But then we find out that, like, well, the stepmother tells her that Ross, her brother, doesn't want to have any relationship with her, which sort of like guts Deandra, because that's what she was really hoping for the most. But of course it's the stepmother saying it. The stepmother does obviously hate her. And this kid, well, not kid, he's an adult, but Ross also, by the way, everything has been filtered through the mother to Ross. And even the fact that, like, when she reached out to Ross, that he was like, you have to fix things with mother first. It's like, clearly there's some warped shit going on with the stepmother and Ross.
Well, she didn't reach out to Ross. She reached out to the mother.
No, she reached out to Ross first.
Oh, she did?
Remember?
Oh, yeah, she emailed the brother. Yeah, she wrote to the brother. And then the stepmother wrote her back, right?
Well, no, the brother told her, if we're going to have a relationship, you have to fix things with the stepmother. So then she emailed the stepmother, and the stepmother emailed her back. It was like, I would like to do that. When you're going to write, like, when do you want to do this? And then sent another email being like, did you see my message? Please answer it.
Yeah. So she's saying the brother still doesn't want a relationship. Look, I know that it should be about more than money, but unfortunately I don't think it is. And so unless Deandra is coming there with a check in her hand, I think she should just fuck off, because that was his dad's, and you know, that was his inheritance too. So I'm sure he's like, go fuck yourself, lady. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it is what happens when people, marry rich people, is they have problems.
Daddy's dying. Who got the will?
Yeah.
So Brandy is like, Brinkley, guess what mommy's doing? She's a world famous Dallas cheerleader. I know, mother, shut up. And we're going to do armadillo racing. Do you know how you get an armadillo to run? You blow in their butt.
Yes, mother. It's how you also make Brooklyn run. We've seen it before. So
it's also how you get dad to mow the lawn, mom. Okay. We know this trick.
So, yeah, so there's going to be a murder mystery at this ranch, and the husbands are going to come to the ranch on the last night. Like, it's very obvious that we're setting up for the season finale, right? So then itineraries are going out to everyone. Brandy sent, like, these ornate invitations and itineraries, and Cameron and Court are looking at it, and Cameron is like, Court, let me show you this fabulous pink ball I got, okay? Do you like my pink ball, Court?
It's for the 80s. And he's like, so you're going to just mix those two different pinks? Is that going to work? It's like, yes, you can mix any kind of pinks, Carl.
You can mix any pink with pink. It's like sparkle pink. And he's like, okay. So he's basically just like succumbed to, you know, like accepting Cameron, accepting that this is his life with Cameron.
Yeah. And Tiffany's like, what kind of things did they wear in the 80s? Like ogling things? So she's picking out from all of her new dresses. And then we go to Carrie's and she's talking to Eduardo. It's like, baby, look at me. I'm going to try this on the 80s. You like it? And he's like, oh, when is this party? Is this Thursday already? I'm busy.
Okay. He's like, as I told you, I'm only willing to film two scenes with you this season, and unfortunately this is the second one. You ruined it. Sorry. Enjoy the season finale without me.
It's like, Eduardo has been so busy, he's never been busier. I'm like, I'll bet. But he's like, hey honey, I've taken on 5 new jobs. I'm sorry, gonna be unable to see you anytime soon. Okay.
You just look at all the things he's writing on that little laptop, and all they say is ASDF, ASDF, ASDF. He's just like mashing the keyboard.
Red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum.
All work so, and no play makes Carrie the daughter of an alcoholic. Ah.
He's like, you look like a pinata. She's like,
I just want to beat you with a stick.
Yeah, it's just squeal laughs. So then we go, Tiffany goes over to Brandy's house, and Tiffany's like, there's like no 80s culture in China, okay? We weren't rebelling or like having a Madonna phase, but what I do know is that they had a hair product called Aquanet, and Dandra loved it. You know what they say in Texas, the higher the hair, the closer to God. So Deandra must have been really close to God.
And poor Deandra, you know, this is what happens when you have a mother who just like insists on like a million portraits of you and you and your mother, etc., is that they all come back on a reality show. Because here's just another photo of Deandra with huge hair. So they're all gathering, and Jen is back. Guys, everyone, Jen is back. At long last, it's Jen. And
oh my God! I love spiked lemonade.
I was like, spiked lemonade. Cameron, great.
You know what else is spiked? A scorpion. Okay, I got bit by spiked lemonade, basically. And then Brandy got them. Hey, guys, I got you all cups. They all say no whining.
And Carrie goes, why not? So they all talk about their experiences with Dallas, and they don't really, none of them have really seen it, right? So they get into the limo, and Brandy's talking about a murder mystery, and Dandra's like, ha, we're going to geriatric cowgirl day in South Fork. Brandy's just like,
why are you lighting that Snickers bar on fire?
Connecting with my intentions.
So Carrie's like, oh, we could do cow tipping, which is like, I think what these girls at this point know, that when she says we could do cow tipping, that she's probably going to tip some cows, which, by the way, also, like, I love that she, like, the woman who got furious about the turkey murdering is like totally down to do some cow tipping. But like, knock over a defensive animal while it's sleeping.
Yeah, and Brandy goes, those are bulls. I'm not tipping a bull. So they go to the house, and Tiffany's like, oh, wow, so this is what that house looks like on the show? And Jen's like, welcome, everybody. We've got Mint Juleps here to help you. Come on, everybody. I can't wait to give you the tour.
And there's a woman named Bet who is such a Bet. She's like, she's got full-on Bet hair. If you don't know what Bet hair is, think about what you think Bet hair is, and that's really what Bet hair is. Bet is so Bet. And she just stands there. She's like just Jana's sidekick, but she just stands there and is just like classic Bet.
Yeah. And Stephanie just looks around the house, and she's like, this is what people went crazy for in the 80s? Like, there's no swimming pool in the foyer, so sorry.
And Deandra's like, New York has MoMA, Guggenheim, LA has the Getty, and Dallas has South Fork. That's all I have to say about that.
Lucky us, mother.
So then they get a tour, and they see the murder room, and Cam's like, that is so scary. And
it's like not a real murder. It's like a character on a TV show that was murdered, but there's just like a drawing. It looks like a Keith Haring painting. Just like this body on the floor. She's like, that is scary. I just got chills. Like, someone got like murdered there on CBS in 1978.
Oh my God, my name is on a bed. So they've given Cameron, of course, like the four-poster bedroom with like pink wallpaper and flowery stuff everywhere. And Carrie and Deandra get stuck in a room together.
I also, by the way, I want to say that in Cameron's room, I thought it was hilarious that the show did not get the clearance to unblur Charlene Tilton's face on the wall. I was like, really, Charlene Tilton? Really?
It's like, oh, great, so I'm going to be on The Real Housewives of Dallas? I'm like, no, no, just your picture. Then no, tell him no.
This doesn't come cheap, okay?
So Brandy's like, I thought it would be really funny to put Carrie and Dandra in the tiniest room together, because I just love to hear Carrie complaining. She's going to say, this is bullshit.
And then it goes to Carrie going, this is bullshit!
Be a host! So then in the JR and Sue Ellen suite, oh yeah, you said that. That's, oh no, it's Stephanie, Brandy, and Tiffany. And then... also, where's Jen staying, by the way? Is she just like out with the Longhorns? Like, where's
Jen? Yeah, poor Jen. Poor Jen. They're going to wake up and Jen's just going to be sleeping on the kitchen counter.
Okay, Jen, it's time to get out.
Shy guys, do you guys want to hear about my labia today or the fact that I don't drink anymore? Guys, anyone?
Guys, this kitchen counter was really rough on my gobbler. Anyone want to talk about it?
Did Jen even get a confessional at all this season?
Uh-uh. Wow. No, apparently she filmed the whole season as a housewife, but then got cut out because she couldn't show her kids or her husband because her and her husband went through some bad thing. I don't know. I think they're still together, but something weird happened with her and her husband, so they had to cut her out.
Wow, that's crazy. There was like that's like that woman who was on Orange County like several seasons ago where her husband was like a baseballer also. It was like she and Megan King Edmonds were friends, and she appeared in like two episodes in the beginning, and she's like, I love Jesus and I have a private plane, and then we never saw her again.
Wasn't she the one that Shannon got mad that David was talking to at the bar of that like Heather groundbreaking party? Remember that? It was like some tequila party or something, maybe. And Shannon's like,
oh, there he is talking to a blonde lady at the bar.
Maybe. I thought that was actually Megan King Edmonds that, I don't know. Maybe it was Megan and the blonde lady. I don't know. It was somewhere in that mix. Yes. Somewhere in that mix.
God. All the blonde girls that David's talked to on that show. Oh, drip. Okay. So Carrie, everybody's getting ready. And Carrie's like, I know we were going to get put together in this room. And she's like, yeah, because we're bad bitches. That's why. She goes, yeah. Oh, me and my boyfriend, we used to have sex with our clothes on. Did you ever dry hump? It's like, no, I fucked, Carrie. Okay, I fucked.
You think you can get on a bus with ass and chains and just dry hump? No, you go all the way. They don't call it Harry Livingston to
keep your underwear on. No, that's not Harry. They don't call me Harry. They don't call him Harry.
Harry and the Hendersons.
Huey loose in the news. Okay, they don't call me Harry loose in the goose for nothing, bitch.
Okay. Listen, they're called meat puppets, not wrapped in plastic. Meat puppets. You gotta take the plastic wrap off to get to the meat. Okay. It's called Alice in Chains, not Alice in Jeans.
Okay. So we see pictures of everybody in the 80s as they get dressed, and then they go outside to have some drinks and dance around.
Stephanie's photo, I think her mom dressed her. First of all, it looked like a totally different child. I'm not even sure. I think they just went to a CVS and like took a picture out of one of the frames that were on sale. It was a different child and was dressed like Raggedy Andy. It was very bizarre.
So they go and they start dancing, and Tiffany's like, did I get it right? I Googled the shit out of the 80s. So they've done
dancing. Academic, even in her fun. Like, she can only have fun if she studied it properly. If she got like a 100 on the SAT for fun.
Yeah. So they start dancing around and they jump up on the furniture, but some of the girls are still wearing their heel. What is wrong with me? Oh my God. Hold on, give me a second. Hold on, please.
Red leather, yellow leather.
The name of everybody's lips is gonna be Roxy.
I have to say, these holes in the sofas, it reminded me of this time in LA. Probably about 8 or 9 years ago, I have a friend who's a bartender. And so he started working at this. There's a club called Playhouse. It's not there anymore, but it was called Playhouse. And so he was part of like the staff when that opened. So he invited me to the opening night of Playhouse. It was very exciting. Was that Playhouse? I don't remember what it was called. I think it was Playhouse. So it was very exciting because I never get invited to cool things like this. So I went to this club. And it's a huge space, because it was a former movie theater that has now turned into a club. And sort of in the center of it, there was just like this long row of white sofas, the ones last night. And it was like, there was probably like, and those, so that's white leather sofas all over the place. And within like 2 minutes, like all the girls were on it, on those sofas, dancing around. And you just kept on seeing like pop, pop, pop. And by the end of the night, all of those sofas looked like the end of a Bonnie and Clyde. It was just like, it was like so many holes. And I was like, to this day, I've always wondered, what does a club do when, like, what do they do? Like, all of their furniture was ruined. Like, you can't just fix that overnight. Like, that has plagued me for years. How they do you just like not open the next night? Like, how do you account for the fact that there's holes in all of your furniture? So, seeing this on the show really took me back to that place.
Yeah, Brandy's like, if you guys put holes in the furniture, I'm sending you a bill. I mean, I don't mean to be a bitch, but that is just so rude. I came here as a Dallas cheerleader, world famous, and we didn't even act like this.
I'm surprised Carrie wasn't there with a knife, just full on stabbing. stupid leather. If this were real, if this were good leather, it wouldn't puncture. But look, it's cheap. It's cheap. Small penis leather.
Hey, Jana, why don't you get a gun and shoot your own cow for this leather, huh? If you're going to have leather. Okay. Why don't you go teep your own cow?
The scout has a small peepee.
So this was so funny because hey, Dandra, show us your 80s moves. And I wrote, she's going to just snort some coke off a table. And then she gets down and pretends snorts coke off the ottoman.
It was pretty amazing. The worst part is that she also did that at Starbucks with her stepmother. I was like, that is not how you build bridges, Deandra.
Yeah. Those are building rails. Okay. That's a different... So then the wacky people come in for the murder mystery. One guy is named like Frito Pie.
An elevator. She likes to go down. Yeah, they have all these wacky names. I actually thought it was kind of funny, like cute, like not like funny, like I was laughing, but like I can imagine being there and think it was super fun. So they all get these like alter egos and they give Cameron a doctor's jacket. They're like, is there a doctor here? And Tiffany's like, it's me. They're like, okay, here she is. And they put the jacket on Cameron and she's like, I'm an anthropologist. That's what I am.
And then, of course, they make Jen be the girl who works at Blockbuster.
So they go through all the rules and everything. And there's like a little bit of fun and games about like, ooh, I don't trust any of these girls. Any one of them could be the murderer. And we see like flashbacks of like Carrie saying about Deandra, I could kill her. Or like Cameron, like not wanting to eat the chicken foot. And Tiffany be like, this could come back to hurt me. You know, so they're like, ooh, funniness.
Yeah. And then basically that's it, right? We see Brandy go up the stairs because it goes dark and somebody has been murdered.
And then next week is going to be the season finale where we'll find out how this murder mystery, how it resolves. But more importantly, we'll see Carrie get wasted and like break the Dallas display, like ruin the museum.
Yes. And then Carrie gets lectured for always being drunk and out of control.
Yeah, should be good. So that's basically it. Thank you all for listening. And if you are looking for Atlanta, if you're like, where's Atlanta? It's on our bonus episode again this week. So go check that out. We talk about the season finale and go get tickets for our live show. And we'll be back tomorrow for some Real Housewives of New Jersey. They just taped their reunion. Must be a short season because this Dallas is already on episode like 15. Atlanta went to 18. I don't know what's going on with Jersey, why it's so short. But either way, we got Jersey. And then we got the Summer House finale on Friday. So it'll be a big week.
Yeah, it's a crazy Bravo month coming up. So exciting. I love the change of seasons.
I know. It's very, very exciting. So stick around and we'll be covering it all. And we'll talk to you in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie, she's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area betches, betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto. Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kiss. It's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible, edible Matthew Sisters.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.